Okay, Mike G has cleared us to talk some negotiation business. On the phone with us is a very special guest. He is author of the book, Negotiate Like a CEO, Jotham Stein. Hey, Jotham.
Hey, Dr. J. How are you? Great to be on your show today.
Thank you for joining us. This is a very important topic for people, so I'm glad you could make time with us. Now, Jotham, what does it mean to negotiate like a CEO opposed to a cashier at Walmart?
Well, what does the CEO do? What do most CEOs do when they negotiate their employment agreement? They negotiate their severance or exit on day one before they even begin work. And so the theme of the book is, if you have any leverage at all in employment, look out for number one, look out for yourself from the very beginning. And if you can negotiate some protection in employment, or if you're an entrepreneur, negotiate your protection on day one so you don't get taken advantage of if you're an entrepreneur and forced out of your own company, or if you're an employee and you are forced out, you have something to depend on, something you'll get when you're forced out.
In your new book, Negotiate Like a CEO, you talk about the importance of employment agreements. Can you tell us more about what those are and why they're so, so important? And what do they look like?
So an employment agreement can either be, you know, a two-page offer letter or one-page offer letter. And that can be more powerful than your classic employment agreement, which is 11, 14, 15 pages long. Why they're so important is most of us live in an at-will state, meaning you can, certainly here in California, you can be fired for any reason or no reason at all, with or without notice, and with or without any explanation or excuse, except for an illegal reason. And so the offer letter employment agreement not just sets out your salary and your bonus and your compensation, which is really important, particularly if you're being paid on bonuses or on commissions. You want to know exactly what you're going to get so you don't get cheated. But it can also include, because it's a contract, something that you might get on the back end if you're fired without notice, or you're terminated, or you're forced out, or in certain circumstances, if you have a miserable situation and they're making your life miserable at work. And so that contract, even though you're an at-will employee, you can hopefully get something. Let's just say somebody agrees to pay you 2 months or 3 months of severance or separation pay if you get if your employment is terminated. Well, even though you're an at-will employee and you can be walked to the door with no notice, if you have a contract that says, in this example, 2 or 3 months of separation pay, you'll get that money as well, so you can have an easy transition to your next job or your new career or whatever else you want to do in your life.
What's interesting about employment agreements, a lot of people sign them without even knowing they're an employment agreement, but also they just disregard it later. This is something that people should always hold on to, and so they can refer to it later. So this is something that should probably be framed and put up on their wall while they're employed, right?
Yes. And Dr. J, I can't tell you how many people don't even know where their employment offer letter is. And we're talking about people that start out at the beginning of their careers, and then even shrewd people who should know a lot more because they've been around a while. And I mean, it is the contract, even though some of those offer letters, they say this is not a contract. But the fact of the matter is, it's a contract for at-will employment, and everybody should keep theirs, plus all the other documents that they're required to sign. So a lot of people are required to sign confidentiality agreements in states like that, California, non-compete agreements. You want to hold copies of those, because if it's time to move on, whether you're choosing to move on or whether the company's choosing to force you out, you want to know what you signed.
And yes, it's an agreement. Whenever you sign something at work, you're making an agreement or some type of contract that you are making some kind of commitment. So definitely hold on to that. We're speaking to Jotham Stein, author of the book Negotiate Like a CEO. Now, Jotham, what are some of the most important tools that individuals need to safeguard themselves in business and in employment?
Well, in employment and business, so if you're talking to your entrepreneurs, they want to protect themselves especially when they get investors in, whether that investor is a family member or whether it's like an institutional investor, like a venture capitalist. So they want to have contracts that keep them in control of the company, keep them in control of the board, so they can't wind up being forced out of their own company. And I can tell you that happens over and over and over again every day of the week. If you're an employee going into a company, You know, obviously the most important things are your salary and your commissions and your bonus structure, and vacation and so forth, PTO. But what's also really important is if you have any leverage at all, any ability at all, you negotiate, like the CEO, you negotiate your separation agreement on day one. So even a one-line sentence in an offer letter can protect you. And what do I mean by protection? Maybe they'll pay you some severance pay, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever, separation pay. If you're in a world where you're getting stock or stock options, they can you can get accelerated vesting if they terminate you without cause, for example. And also medical premium payments. That's very expensive. A lot of people work for companies that are large or large enough that they get health care or some part of health care. But if you're terminated, your employment's terminated, you don't have any right to that health care. You have a right to buy the health care in most circumstances under what's called COBRA. But you would want to try to negotiate protection, which is the company paying for some of your COBRA premium payments until you can get a new job or change a career, whatever it is you want to do.
Jotham, I joked earlier about the negotiating like a Walmart cashier, but can these principles apply to all employees, even those employees who are just graduating high school or college or who are in blue collar jobs?
So, yes, to most of the answer to that's yes. And in fact, every person who's graduating high school or college should get a copy of this book or have their parents give them a copy or whoever's important in their life, because it'll be with them their entire career. So when you're starting out, of course, sometimes you just have to take a job. And sometimes in your middle of your career, you just have to take a job and you can't negotiate anything. But other times you can, you know, just negotiate some sort of protection, a one-line sentence, for example, in your offer letter. And so for most people, it'd be a very valuable. Negotiate Like a CEO is a very valuable book from that point of view. It's also really valuable because it helps you in employment to see that, read the tea leaves, right? A lot of times people are forced out of a company or they're asked to leave, but they're not asked directly. It's sort of passive aggressive. And if you know what the tea leaves are, you can hopefully get a job somewhere else or at least start looking before you wind up with your pig slip and, you know, on the street. I would say, honestly, if you're actually in union labor, if you're a union labor worker, so then you don't really have the ability to negotiate your own contract, because that's because the union has done it for you. And so they have a whole bunch of rules and kinds of negotiations that happen in what's called a collective bargaining agreement. And so that's a little different circumstance than we're describing for everyone else who's going into, you know, employment, non-union position.
Okay, Jotham, let's get into some best practices and common pitfalls employees should be aware of.
Okay, so best practices are, first of all, do your personal due diligence before you take a job. If you have different choices of jobs, right, because a lot of times people take a job and there's a bad employer or there's a bad boss and so forth, try to figure out to the best you can, if you can, who you're going to work for and what the company's like. Secondly, sign a contract employment agreement, an offer letter, and if you're a commission employee or a bonus employee, make sure it's specific and you know exactly how you're going to get paid, because I can't tell you how many commission disputes happen over the time. When you're and you want to avoid that, you know, when you're in a position, be aware. Best practices: be aware of what's around you, because things can go well and you can move up in the world of your business. But on the other hand, you can be getting signals that are telling you they don't want you anymore for totally rational reasons, because you're not doing a good job, or for irrational reasons because somebody doesn't like you. And so then you want to be able to protect yourself and move on. Another best practice, I would say,
yes,
is think of your job. You spend so much time in your job or so much time as an entrepreneur starting your company. You're spending so much time there. You want to protect yourself and you want to protect your family and whoever is important to you in case things don't go well on the back end. So we all hope things go really well. And many times they do. But the fact is, sometimes they don't. And the best practice is to the extent you can, and not everybody can, but to the extent you can, try to protect yourself in employment. Common pitfalls, it's the sort of the flip side. A lot of people have the opportunity to negotiate, and they under-negotiate for themselves, or they're too afraid to negotiate when the other side, the employer or an investor in a company, if you're an entrepreneur, expected negotiations, expect you to come back and ask for something. So Don't do that. If you have any leverage at all, get some help with somebody who's done it before or been there before if you want to be able to bounce ideas off before you go back to your employer after you get an offer letter or an employment agreement or before you go back to an investor about the kind of investment they're going to put into your company.
He is author of the book, Negotiate Like a CEO, Jotham Stein. Jotham, where can we find the book?
You can find the book on Amazon.com. You just type in the words negotiate like a CEO, or you can type in my name, Jotham Stein, and it'll come right up. If you want more information about the book, you can go to the website, which is negotiatelikeaceobook.com. That's negotiatelikeaceobook.com, and there'll be information about the book. You can buy the book on the website, and there'll be, I think, even a couple of excerpts from the book if you want to read it as well before you buy.
There you go. Don't wait for the movie. Get the book right now. Negotiate Like a CEO, Jotham Stein. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And please come back when you write another book, okay?
Will do. And thanks for having me on your show today, Dr. J.
My pleasure. You got